The kangaroo meat industry is hoping to expand its exports dramatically with an entry into the Chinese market. To overcome animal welfare concerns, the biggest player in the industry says it's promised to stop killing joeys and their mothers. Animal welfare activists say that's a desperate move and the industry's overstating the export potential. Simon Lauder reports.
A 4-year ban on kangaroo meat exports to Russia ended late last year, and now sales are slowly resuming. The industry estimated the Russian market was once worth up to $180 million a year. The managing director of Macro Meats, Ray Border, says the Chinese market could be even bigger.
Oh, well, I estimate it'd be double what Russia is, because Russia want the manufacturing meat to make small goods, which is probably the lower end of the market, whereas China want the top end of the market, which is all the fillets and the restaurant trade business. So both businesses will complement each other, and it would certainly mean a lot more dollars coming into Australia.
The Commonwealth Department of Agriculture has worked hard to address Russia's concerns about bacterial contamination, and it's also involved in efforts to open up the Chinese market. That comes as the Victorian government considers whether to allow commercial processing of kangaroo meat. The state's Primary Industries Department has been asked to review rules against processing. Nationals MP David O'Brien says tens of thousands of kangaroos are being culled and going to waste each year.
It's an offence to many Western Victorians that we are restricting ourselves when other states aren't so restricted from using a sustainable resource. And I'm someone who cares about the kangaroo, and I think it's important that we encourage more Australians to consume the kangaroo. If we're going to eat meat, if we're going to eat kangaroos, which we're allowed to do in Victoria, I ask simply, why can't we eat Victorian kangaroos?
Animal welfare advocates are strongly fighting attempts to expand the kangaroo meat industry. Ray Border from Macro Meats says claims of cruelty have been hampering the bid to enter the Chinese market. His company has responded by pledging to only process male kangaroos.
Most does that are harvested have a joey up foot and one in the pouch, at least. They have to be anaesthetised in a humane way, which I have 100% confidence the industry does do that. It's just that if people want to make a nuisance of themselves, they'll highlight that as being not humane. Our company decided to take away that side of the argument and concentrate on the males.
The animal protection group Voiceless says the promise to leave joeys alone won't allay concerns about animal welfare. The group's legal counsel Ruth Hatton says the industry is overstating the potential of the export market.
I would see this as another desperate move by industry to save what is a failing trade. Animal protection groups do hold out that the killing of joeys is a massive animal welfare concern, and it is. You know, not all the code requires that joeys be killed immediately. In instances they are not, a lot of shooters will leave the joeys to die. They will die either of hypothermia, predation, starvation. So if Macro Meats now decides that, well, none of our shooters are going to shoot females anymore, how is that going to be enforced?
A spokeswoman from the Commonwealth Department of Agriculture says representatives from the department are in Beijing this week to discuss a range of market access issues with Chinese authorities, including kangaroo meat.
Simon Lauder.